want to be. Now you find those faces are not holding places where you thought they'd be. And later as you go again, you will agree that it was all.
เป็นคำกริยาแปลว่าเช็ดหรือว่าทำให้แห้งค่ะลองดูตัวอย่างนะคะ
I usually blow dry my hair after I wash it
หลังจากสระผมแล้วปกติฉันใช้เครื่องเป่าผมทำให้ผมแห้ง
ยามอย่างที่เคยจะได้ไหม
เมื่อวานเล่นกับกีตาร์ฉบับที่185มันคือความทรงจำกับนราธิปด้วยรักสีพยางของสองรักเงียบๆอย่างแมนดูรักหลอกๆต่อไปนี้สถาพรจะว่าเอง
ต่อไปนี้ไม่มีสิ่งใดจะต้องจำ
ไม่ใช่เรื่องหมูๆสุดที่นันเคียงข้างอลิสบุลเลกาแต่ของแท้ต้องทองของกระทอนซึ่งมีให้เพียบในดักกีตาร์ฉบับนี
้ข้ามันลุกทุ่งลุกทุ่งมีระดับติด
Now, please, turn this record over and listen to the other side.
It's a sickening outrage, sadistic, obscene.The Arts Council must be scrapped after this. So spoke a Tory MP in the British Parliament of a performance by TG at the ICA in October 1976. Don't let that worry you.
Thank you. romantic novels.
But I don't see why music or painting or writing should be exempt from those problems.
Yeah.
I don't understand why it's suddenly unacceptable for a group doing music to mention things when everybody else in the media does. You know, why is it not right simply as a guitar to mention anxiety, violence, and discuss it or just point it out and remind people?
Yeah.
I think it shows it's a good thing to do if it still retains an element of surprise, because people are not used to music actually telling them about the real life. They used to be an escape. An opium. The opium of the masses now instead of gin. Television. And young people basically want to be like their parents. They want to sit back and hear music and tap their feet and have a good time and get drunk and go away and nothing happened. Their parents do the same with TV.
But people will come up and say, well, this misunderstanding. But in most of the people, you know, the world majority, encourage you to shape they have this idea.
All they have to do is think about what would happen to us if there was a fascist government. Would we still be allowed to go around and do what we do? And it's obvious that we would not, and we'd probably be taken away and shot, you know? There was only one fascist there last night, and that was the guy with the wine. Because to me, real fascism is when you tell the information. Right? We don't say that everybody who watches us should like it. We don't mind if half of them are bored and half of them hate it and 20 of them like it. But when one person decides to refuse to allow everybody else to hear what we have to say and do, that's true fascism. That's the thug, you know?
Yeah.
The violent thug. Just like in the 30s when they used to go break up places and smash them up and stop people finding things out. That's the worst kind of censorship.
Yeah, yeah.
To not allow people to speak. And then to laugh and make it into a joke. Or pretend that it's some kind of left-wing politics. Or it's some act of freedom. It's only freedom for one against 400 or 500. That's not no freedom. They should just walk home.
Yeah.
If he doesn't like it, he can walk home. If he wants the money back, he can have the money back. Nobody says, no, it doesn't sound a poster's guaranteed to be enjoyed.
Never you got the money back.
It doesn't say you will definitely like this. It's just,
if you are in a film and it's chill, you can get the money back.
They will go home and tell your friends the next day you didn't like the film.
In the world of different people,
it's always with such events, official concerts.
It's a form of egotistic jealousy too. He wants attention. To do something like that, he becomes the person with the power in the room. He has stopped everything. He has made these people quiet. Therefore, he's a big man, clever. And that's a kind of egotism too. Possibly a jealousy that he's not the person who the focus is on.
Yes, he is a musician.
Is he?
Yes, he is.
There you are,
is
he?
Is this what I told you?
Yeah, but you gotta work.
So you have a
bad thing. Some people think if you don't do things exactly the same as them, you're wrong. And if you do something that's not the same and it seems to be quite successful, they're very angry.
Yes, they are. And it's very interesting, you know, there's a German group out there.
Yeah, we saw them in Berlin. The worst groups I've ever seen. I was so bored.
Yeah?
And they mined everything. And it was just sort of German cabaret music, you know, with a bit of electronics. It really is cabaret, German cabaret music and trap, you know, sort of bar music. It's exactly the same structure. Very German. It's just kitsch. intellectual games to make it seem important.
Yeah, it's true, it's not for kids.
What, the one about the postcards?
I don't know what, only...
I was sending collage postcards, right? Mainly they were the queer, weird pictures from pin-up magazines. They're not real heavy pornography, just like Playboy type pictures. And pictures from crime magazines. And I got, one day the police came around.
Well, you did the special sample.
They got some of these postcards and they've been saving them up from the sorting office. They've been keeping them. And they said, did I send them? And I didn't realise. They said, yeah. And then they prosecuted me. And the trial was basically just a phony trial. Totally illegal trial, but there was no way we had the power to stop it.
Yeah.
And they found me guilty and fined me the maximum they could fine me on me for each postcard. Not just for the offence, but for each separate postcard.
Serious, it was a time of his trial. They were trying to get
it was what we call a precedent in law, right? In law, if they can show it in the last case, they win. Then they can use them always to get another meeting. So it was useful because they could set up a new law and they could also test me as an individual who they didn't like as well. So just, you know. To different parts of London to send our mail, because they have nothing. There's only one sorting office in our area. They know the people who write you regularly and they can recognise it. But there's no mail that puts this. It would never happen. Because a drug warrant can cover anything. But they didn't look for drugs in there. They were looking through letters. Then they took me to the police station and they locked me in the police station. Well, first they took me to the house and searched the house with no warrant. Then they took me to the police station and locked me in the police station. And then in the afternoon they said, you can go, you've done nothing. And I said, I knew that this morning. Again, it's illegal, but it costs an enormous amount, a lot of money to try and do anything. And there's no point because whatever information they want, they've already got anyway. And they just keep coming back, so I'm always watching. I complained about it recently, and I got a letter from the post office admitting they were still going through my mail and saying they were sorry. They worded it very carefully though, so although they admit that they're illegally opening and stealing my mail, it's not quite worded so you can prosecute them.
Okay. No, hey, it's just very...
It's very carefully worded. They know I haven't got thousands of pounds to do it. If I had, I would. Just to be difficult, I would be, you know. Even if I lost, I would do it just to be difficult. Because it doesn't publicise the problem, because it's not just me. Tonight, recently, they admitted that they were tapping phones in England. Before it was in the papers, and then about 2 weeks later there was a thing in the papers, so everyone thought, oh yeah, very appropriate. And then suddenly it disappeared, but we put a page in the new newsletter about phone tapping. So,
dangerous.
I mean, in England, there is this myth amongst the people that England is different, you know, but they've actually proven that more phone cutting happens in England than Germany and America. You know, it's actually worse. And although the police are supposedly not armed, they had guns in London issued something like four times a day last year, and there was no way there was four times a day where they needed guns. In other words, they're always carrying guns in the police, but they're technically not armed. And yet, you know, it's amazing that ever anybody robs somewhere with a gun is because police, the policemen who arrive just happen to have guns and shoot them. And they always keep showing it on the television now. Whenever there's a siege or anything, they always show you the policemen with guns to get people used to the idea that policemen is okay, you know, they need them. The image sticks, the policemen with guns and it's okay. So now people accept that there's always guns. And yet they still think of the police as not having guns. It's kind of schizophrenia. It's very good control. Because they boast that we don't have armed police, we don't need police with guns, and yet they also go, yes, but they need guns. They don't need to. That is much better. The police are not armed. Yeah. But they don't have to say officially that we have armed police, because they are anyway.
Yeah,
this patient really
is great.
I know a lot that don't wear anything.
I was interviewed by a kid who was 17 and who had been just the kind of kid who got to the city. He's not good when he was coming back. So he was a detective. Yeah. He was like 5 foot. Cutting and singing.
puts it together and reasons out how it fits. Yeah. And then he reads out the letter. There's a cut-up. And then at the very end he says, huh, doesn't make much sense. But I mean, that's like about as raw and as much source as you can get yourself to hear the whole bit of the
list. Yeah.
I mean, it's terrible, period. And then there's other experiments from the early 60s when he went back to London and was working with Ian Somerville. Then a text that he did as a lecture on the psychic voices of dead people on tape called Belongs to the Cucumbers, and he made a cut of which he doesn't even remember doing in about 1970. Recorded it to the talk, and then he cut it up with actual phrases from the book, Dead People's Words, that him saying that. It's just all cut up with that. And then a piece we did with him in New York in August on the anniversary of Hiroshima. And we actually tried to get dead people's voices on
the bunker. You just meant the experiment of the...
In the bunker.
Did it work?
No.
Why did you sit and wait if you didn't?
Well, no, apparently it does sometimes, even when you sit and wait. Basically, it was a cat's whisker radio receiver plugged into the input on a Nagra reel-to-reel tape recorder, and the record levels turned up full, and as much background noise as possible eliminated. And then you record for 1 minute, and then play back a loop of about 50 sounds like just static and white noise. Sometimes you get voices too. Listen enough times, you can sometimes get something intelligible, not otherwise.
Well, just how long do you record?
Just a minute at a time.
1 minute at a time?
Yeah.
And then?
Well, because it's just noise, and if you have a lot, you can't focus. And a minute is long enough for a sentence, and it's actually like a seance. You actually ask questions. Is there anybody there who wants to speak to us? And then maybe they'll say, what's your name? Do you have a message? Do you think we should bother with this experiment? What coloured underwear are you? Is my mother there? I'd like to do it. Christine Rowdive, R-A-U-D-I-V-E, called Breakthrough, Voices from the Dead. Came out in 1971. But also, with the original hardback, there's a record. And it has an introduction and a commentary, and then sections of the tape they got with phrases. We used some of it last... Well, I used some of it last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was German phrases that I picked.
If you don't know...
Because on the actual record, she says in English what it means. Can't remember that. Obscure. Some of them seem like meaningless phrases. Some of them are very exact. But then Burroughs was interested in them just as words anyway. It didn't really matter what they meant. Some of the phrases are just nice.
Yeah, he described it in his essay.
Yeah.
The cucumber.
That's right. So I'm going to send him a cassette of the record, because he's not heard the record. Experiments. Tape recorders. Some of it's funny. He sings songs on some of it as well. I've got a dog, his name is Bill, a real good dog was he. Bleeding brains all over the floor.
That's what I say. She's got to get her mind off it. And this hop tonight will help.
Hop?
Yeah, my combo's going to be there. And they swing.
So I understand.
I'm ready.
Thank you.
ฉันก็เดินตามเธอเธอทำอะไรฉันก็ทำตามเธอและเธอและคิดถึงฉันบ้างหรือเปล่าคิดถึงคราวที่เธอปวดร้าวมีเพียงเธอกับเงาก็เงาของเธอนั้นในทุกหลังคาอาเฮียขายหมูอากูขายไก่ขายไปฟังไปจนไก่หายลับตาม
าละโวยมาละวามาละโวยมาละวาลูกเด็กเล็กแดงวิ่งแข่งตะตนปากร้องตะพมตุระพลเข้ามา
ลงจากรถบ้างก็ตั้งตาแลสาวเห็นสะกิดแม่วันแน่พี่พลล่ะเข้าม
าละโวยมาละวามาละโวยมาละวาลูกเด็กเล็กแดงวิ่งแข่งตะตนปากร้องตะโกนตุระพลเข้ามา
จัดเพลงเพื่อแฟนหญิงชายอ่านชื่อตามจดหมายแฟนเพลงขอมาถ้าชื่อใครหายด่าผมได้ทุกคนอย่างนี้ถ้าเกลียดสุรพลผมเองอดจนปัญญาม
าละโวยมาละวามาละโวยมาละวาลูกเด็กเล็กแดงวิ่งแข่งตะตนปากร้องตะโกนสุรพลเข้ามา
ทั้งสันติสุขบินมาเลยลิศกันอาจินตราสมัยพอลูกสอน
น้องนุชเธอก็สุดสวยในข้าวทุกปุ้ยร่ำรวยสตางน้องปุ้ยโชคดีคนไรชื่อเสียงไม่ไกลไปไหนก็ดังที่นี้มีทองสาวไทยทั่วโลกเลือไกลและสาวไทยสวย
คำว่า dry จะพบอีกบ่อยเมื่อใช้เป็นคำ adjective และมีหลายความหมายค่ะลองดูนะคะความหมายแรกค่ะแปลว่าแห้ง
not wet free from moisture
ตัวอย่างค่ะ
the paint on this door is not dry yet
สีที่ประตูนี้ยังไม่แห้งเลยความหมายที่สองแปลว่ากระหายน้ำ
thirsty causing thirst
ลองดูตัวอย่างนะคะ
I always feel dry in this hot weather.
ฉันรู้สึกกระหายน้ำตลอดเวลาในช่วงที่อากาศร้อน
ควายควายเท่านั้นก็มีแต่ควายควายควายเดียวจะไว้ที่เอาเธออยู่
อย่างนี้ต้องตีข่าวไว้
ไม่รู้ไม่รู้จะกู้ไม่รู้ไม่รู้มีเอาไม่เอาจะเอาไม่เอาไม่เอาม
ีอะไรเปล่าม
ีอะไรเปล่าก็ทำแล้วสบายใจ
ดุยดุย
ดุยดุยรู้ไม่ได้ค่ะ
ลบสองนะโอเคเป็นไงฮะ
Thank you.
stood there silent and never let you know how much she loved you. Singing all the words she knew, she never quite got through to you. Until she left, you didn't know you'd missed her. I'll bet she knew it all along. Sold right in the place, you know, with silk and satin ribbon bow, she left.
Black. My arms are long. My hair is woolly. My back is strong. Strong enough to take the pain. Again and again. What do they call me? My name is Aunt Sarah. My name is Aunt Sarah. Aunt Sarah. My skin is yellow. Long. Between two worlds, I do belong. My father was rich and white. He forced my mother late one night. What do they call me? Thank you.
fine. My hips invite you, my mouth like wine. Whose little girl am I? Anyone who has money to buy. What do they call me? My name is Sweet Thing. My name is Sweet Thing.
Thank you.